Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on channelradio.co.uk and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 21st. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host today is Mr. Marvellous Martin Big Trouble White.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, listener. We've got a packed studio. We've got so much to talk about. Let's get on with it.
We've got loads to talk about, have we not?
Yeah. Loads.
He's keen. He's in one of those moods today, you know, Bert. He's in one of those moods.
Well, as you've kind of started things, shall I start with potholes?
Are you're in full rant mode already I've even set the show up.
Did you have a problem with potholes last week?
I have a
week?
Massive problem with potholes.
Did you damage a wheel by any chance?
I didn't, but I bet you did.
Hmm. I did.
Linda has. Yes, I saw you tweeting about it.
I have to say, last week was unique. I normally damage a wheel now and again most weeks. The pothole situation is outrageous.
Right. So when the new tax hikes kick in April, are people aware of the fact that their previously untaxed hybrid car is about to be taxed for serious amounts of money?
Yeah. We have been tweeting that out for a while, but I bet people are still going to be shocked by it.
There's a brilliant blog that... Paul Rainbow wrote recently, he was on the show, Troman Finance. So if you need to kind of gen up on that, if you're thinking about buying a new car, it might actually pay you more money to buy a gas guzzler than it will to actually buy an ecologically friendly car after April. How ridiculous is that?
Typical. Yeah, everyone agrees. Yeah.
Right. So while we're on that subject of the government making bad decisions...
we ought to tell people that that's not Martin grizzling in the background. That is young Cameron.
Yeah, he's excited by potholes, obviously.
Yeah,
yes.
He sounds fairly much like Martin's approach to potholes, really. Yeah, incredulous.
My surrogate son for the afternoon, Cameron. Yeah. If you want to know what Cameron looks like, Cam to his mates.
Yeah,
you need to check out Bird's Facebook Live video.
Yeah, absolutely. The pre-show show. Hmm. Yeah, it's on my Facebook. Page.
So while we're on the subject of bad decisions about tax, for example, should we mention the national insurance debacle?
You can if you want.
Should we mention the George?
You know, we got that changed.
We'll come on to that. Should we get the George? Should we mention the George Osborne farce?
You can if you want.
Should we mention the business rates bungle? And should we also mention the Dartford Crossing disaster?
You can mention all of those, and then you need to put the thing on the end of that, which is incredulous, that after a week of complete and utter mess-ups by the incumbent government, they've extended their lead in the polls.
How does that work?
Well, they're now 19 points ahead, right, which shows that our official opposition is even worse.
Well, I've decided that an alternative approach to politics might be to just get rid of all the politicians.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Because do we actually need any politicians?
No, we don't.
If you think about it, all the big decisions that have happened recently, Brexit, for example, the national insurance debacle, all of that has been turned around or been decided by the public voting.
You know that's how Switzerland works. Everything's done by referendum.
Right. So why don't we just hold simple referendums?
I totally agree with you.
For decision-making moving forwards. And it's a yes-no.
Yeah.
Should politicians be allowed to hold editorial positions on newspapers outside of Parliament when they're supposed to be representing...
I'd just prefer, should we shoot or deport politicians?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a yes or no, is it?
But both options are fine with me.
Right. Yeah. So, in other words, we could run the whole country, couldn't we, by referendum?
He could run the whole country, couldn't he, on his own?
And all we really need are civil servants, because civil servants are the people that actually do the work.
Yeah.
The politicians just muddy the waters.
I've said many times in the past that politicians are the problem, not the solution.
Right.
And I still stick to that.
Right. Cool. So that's passed. Mm. We're going to hold a referendum. Should we get rid of all politicians in the UK?
Why don't you start? You can start. You can do your own referendum because you can do a Twitter poll. Why don't you do a Twitter poll?
I will. Yeah. I'll get on that later.
Do a Twitter poll and we'll see what we can find. Because, of course, we had a big rant on the Business Bunker about the NIC, Type 4 NIC raise that they put up in the budget. And, of course, because all the politicians, one, listen to the Business Bunker, and two, hang on our every word, as soon as we'd ranted about that, they changed it.
Once they got wind of it.
Once they knew that I wasn't happy, they changed it straight away, mate.
Do you know who I feel most sorry for?
No, go on.
This whole nonsense that's been happening over the last couple of weeks. Alison Palmer at the FSB. Mm. Alison, I know you're listening. You always tune in.
Yeah.
Has been rushed off her feet.
With press releases.
Trying to make sense of all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're busy preparing a press release on the back of the national insurance hike.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they roll it all back.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
Absolutely.
Poor Alison.
Yeah.
But she was on TV recently talking about the Dartford Crossing.
Mm.
And whether or not, actually, if we plan ahead, surely we should be building 3 or 4 crossings, shouldn't we? Because one's not going to be enough, is it?
Yeah.
So,
You know, the Dartford crossing is another one of those politically inspired car crashes, for want of a better pun. Because when they built the first Dartford tunnel, the toll bridge there was specifically, the tolls were until we paid the cost of building it. Mm. Then they built the QE2 bridge and they went, no, we'll have to carry on with tolls until that's open. And until they paid that off. Now they've paid it off. They put the price of the tolls up.
Right.
Yeah. And now we're looking for a second crossing, but they haven't even decided where the crossing's going to be, let alone started work on building it. So like airports and everything else are about 10 years behind the curve.
Right.
But they are going to build a high-speed chain link if the contract doesn't ever, if it ever gets awarded, because every time they try to award a contract, they find a conflict of interest.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm.
And we've actually closed an airport where I live in Thanet. And we're about to stick a load of housing on it.
Yeah.
And you think, hey, how difficult would it be to build a new airport?
Mm.
How long would it take to actually get that passed and approved?
Yeah.
When we've just closed one.
Yeah.
And we don't want to open it again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it? So, politicians are gone.
Mm-hmm.
The future of this country lies in democracy,
mm-hmm.
as it always has,
mm-hmm.
but via a referendum on all key decision-making.
The Swiss model.
The public will decide what they want the civil servants to actually do. And that's how we're going to run the country.
The Swiss model.
Great.
Let's go for it. I'm totally with you on that. So thank you for that. That was a party political broadcast brought to you by Mr. Martin White of the We're Not Happy Party.
On behalf of the no particular political party whatsoever.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm from Fannet and I don't like it. Party.
Yeah. I'm from Fannet and I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
So thank you for that. We'd like to hear from you, though, the people out there in the southeast of England, rather than just Martin. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag BBunker. We have already had over 1,963,742,000,003 tweets. Of course, I counted them.
It's gone up since last week, then.
Absolutely. We're more popular than ever. And I'm going to start off with a tweet from a new listener, which is added to that total. I've had a lovely, lovely tweet. Some from folks called the Lavalita. The Lavalita restaurant, which is an Italian restaurant in Maidstone. And they say, hi, we're a new listener. And we have a new restaurant and a business in Maidstone. We have very nice Italian food. Could I have a Business Bunker shout out on the show, please? Of course you can. And you've just been shouted out. You can follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is Lavalita, let me spell that for you. LAVILLETA, Lavalita, RESTO. So Resto. Lavalito Resto is their Twitter handle, so do give them a follow.
Pronunciation was never your strong point, was it?
Well, no, but the problem is, when it's written in Twitter, there's no punctuation and there's no spaces.
Ah.
So you've got to try and pick out which bit's the name and which bit's the follow on.
Right. Got you.
And while you're moaning, I'll do another tweet.
Oh, all right. Okay.
The lovely Jacqueline Offen of JJ Systems has asked for a shout out. JJ Systems do IT service support and cyber protection.
Right, so I'm going to follow on from that because I've got a bit of a thread. It's going to incorporate all sorts of stuff that you've asked me to talk about today. So Jackie will be at Grow Kent tomorrow. So if anybody's not going to Grow Kent tomorrow, I don't know what you're going to be doing because the rest of Kent will be at Grow Kent. So that's at the Canterbury Cricket Club tomorrow from, well, early doors, 7.30 for breakfast, mm-hmm. which I shall be there for. Obviously.
Until God midnight if you're going to the awards dinner.
Absolutely. So it's an all-dayer. Fantastic business exhibition. So Jackie will be exhibiting. The lovely Linda, who's in the studio with us, will also be exhibiting.
What's her stand number?
Number 20.
Number 20, thank you.
Linda will also be exhibiting with the lovely Gemma...
Fairclough Haynes.
Yep. At Gemma Fairhay from Orchard Employment Law on stand number 20. Another business bunker friend, Terry Seller, who was on a while back, our printer friend Terry, will also be exhibiting at Grow Kent tomorrow. The lovely people from Outset who were on last week will
there's
also
657
be there.
People booked to come tomorrow. Are you going to name them all?
There aren't that many exhibitors. Bird is going to be live streaming on Facebook, which is going to be fantastic. Linda.
I'm talking.
You're talking. Well,
Tabitha Beasley's talking.
You can't have it all.
Anwyn Cooper, Get Fruitful Marketing, Anwyn's is doing a very strange little event over coffee.
Right.
Hold on. Anwyn's doing a strange little event.
Over coffee.
Yeah. And what's strange about this event? This is Linda, by the way.
No, it's novel and quite
quirky.
Out of the box, yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that already.
Flip charts going up around the coffee area. And
I see that she bought her own flip chart.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Splashing out is Anwyn.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe sorry to interrupt time. Your that's show, right, Martin. Right.
So, but the great thing about all these exhibitors is they've all got these wonderful offers that they're going to be running mm-hmm. at the show on the day. So Linda, for example, is going to be giving away a free e-book about business productivity, I believe.
Conquering barriers to business growth this time, Martin. We're branching out.
Fantastic.
Yep, it's a great little guide for the essential guide for business owners to avoid them hitting all the pitfalls that normally happen to start-up businesses.
Brilliant. In addition to that, Linda's going to be running a free prize draw to win tickets to her gala charity event in May.
Well, it's not free. It will cost you a fiver for a ticket to enter the chance to win two free tickets to the Pink Charity Gala Ball.
But it's not expensive for the ball anyway, for what's going on there.
No.
It's only 75 quid a ticket, and they've got some absolutely tremendous entertainment there. I'm a big fan of Etienne Pradier,
yeah.
the close-up magician. Yeah, he's brilliant.
He is great.
And he's worth the entrance alone.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
Pulling it back to Grow Kent, Terry Seller, who's going to be there tomorrow, My Print World, actually it's TIC Media now, he's rebranded, is running an amazing print offer. If you pop in and see him tomorrow, he's got an exhibition bundle deal that he's going to be running. So if you're exhibiting anywhere else this year, Terry will do you a roll-up banner, leaflets and business cards for £149. So pop along and see Terry tomorrow because you will not get a better price than that on your print needs. Gemma Fairclough Haynes is also running a series of HR courses for non-HR managers, which she's going to be promoting as well tomorrow. So
cool.
How many businesses do you know, how many businesses that you've worked in that doesn't actually have or that don't actually have?
Nearly all of them.
An HR department.
Yeah.
Nearly all SMEs right. don't have an HR department.
Exactly. So
or a marketing department.
So it gets delegated badly to somebody else who isn't actually trained in how to do that extension
absolutely.
Of their existing job description.
Yep.
So Gemma is running 5 workshops beginning on the 24th of April to actually give you, if you are one of these people that's been where this has landed in your lap, she's going to give you the tools that you need in order to do that job properly. So look out for that. Have a chat with Gemma at Grow Kent tomorrow. You'll also find that on the Supply My Business website.
Cool.
That's 249 for 5 workshops.
Can't be bad.
Jackie often...
He's still going, you know. He's still going.
She's going to have a very busy day tomorrow because...
Nothing like mine.
Not only is she exhibiting at Grow Kent, not only is she up for an award at Grow Kent, but before she even gets to Grow Kent, she's presenting at the Wealden Business Group tomorrow morning in Tenterden a seminar all about cybercrime.
Yep.
And I've seen that, and she does it very, very well. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about starting the day in Tenterden with a nice breakfast before you go to Grow Kent...
For another breakfast.
Wealden Business Group is the place to go, and that really is definitely... You don't want to
Bill
miss
Bill Collins,
that.
London to New York for the Live Aid concert on both sides of the Atlantic. Good old Jackie.
Exactly.
So while we're on the awards for Grow Kent, who haven't we mentioned?
You haven't mentioned half the people there yet, Martin. I'm beginning to think that 2 hours isn't going to be enough just for you to get your rent out of the way.
We'll just finish on the e-commerce workroom. Some friends of ours who are also up for a creative award.
I didn't even know that.
Tomorrow evening.
I'm presenting them and I didn't know that.
You didn't even know. They haven't told you. So, yeah. Great. Over to you, Paul.
You sure?
Yeah. You carry on.
I don't want to stop you here. No, it's going to be a fabulous event tomorrow, and there's loads happening. Martin's absolutely right. There's loads of things happening at the Grow Kent in Canterbury, at the County Cricket Ground. It is free to come along, so do come along. And then the awards dinner is in the evening. Good stuff. I've got a tweet from David DeCara. David says, could the man in the blue pyjamas, that's David, get a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for my free taster day on the 4th of April at the Canterbury Innovation Centre. If you DM him for details, and I'll give you his Twitter handle in a moment, he's basically, he's got Bokken for business coaching. And Bokken is a martial art of which David was an exponent at a reasonably high level before he got old. Sorry, David.
A Bokken is actually a Taekwondo practice sword.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those big bamboo swords. Yeah. So it's a millionaire mindset taster, taking place between 10 and noon at the Canterbury Innovation Centre. That's on the campus of the University of Kent. And it's on the 4th of April. And you can DM David for details. And David's Twitter handle is Dave, D-D-I-Cara, C-A-R-A. So that's Dave, D-I-C-A-R-A, Dave DeCara. DM him and he will give you details for his free taster session on the 4th of April. You can read something. Short.
Evo Girls.
Never heard of them.
The lovely Rebecca sitting next to me are running a mastermind session this Thursday. And the lovely Denise Wilton is going to be presenting at that. So it's going to be a marketing-focused mastermind session. Rebecca, tell us, where's that actually happening this week?
We've got so many different events going on in each month. So let me just, that's the, we've 23rd. we've just recently changed the venue, actually. Could you scroll down on your screen?
It's not the Mercure Great Danes.
No, it's not anymore. Click on that link on your screen and it'll tell me.
It's a Mercure now, but everybody knows it as the Great Danes, so just call it the Great Danes.
It's the George Inn near Leeds Castle in Maidstone on Lower Street.
Fantastic.
In Leeds Village.
So places are limited to that. I think you've got five spaces left, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. We've already got five spaces left. First time you visit, if you've never been before, it's actually free. And we like people to feel that they can sort of come along and test it out and see what it's about before sort of committing anything or paying anything. We all know how much it costs to run a business, so networking can be quite one of our main outgoings. So, we'd like to do it for free, so come along and see what it's about. Just grab yourself a tea or a coffee and pay for that, obviously. And we've got, fantastic presenters. Our masterminding is going down really, really well. It's obviously a great need for people's businesses.
So the day starts at 9:30 and there's open networking at 12, but, that's pretty much it. So if you need to book onto that, I'm sure you'll find it on Eventbrite, but also you'll find it on the Supply My Business website.
Fantastic. You know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
Cheesy Tunage. Going to play some Cheesy Tunage. And in homage to a studio full of this is what I'm going to play. See how quickly you can get this. Anyone?
Girls, girls, girls.
No.
Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls.
Well, yellow, red, black or white, add a little bit of moonlight for this intercontinental romance. Shy girl, sexy girl, they'll like that fancy world. Champagne, a gentle song, and a slow dance.
Who makes it fun to spend your money? Who calls you honey most every day?
Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls.
Well, they made them up in Hollywood. I put them into the movies.
Those lovely photographic splendid.
in their own way. Up on the world is swinging, don't sit twiddling your thumbs. Get up and meet those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on, the world keeps swinging. Put on the dazzling charm. Get up and find those pretty girls. But don't rush, keep it nice and gentle and sentimental. Well, that's certain moment. Moonlit ocean. Girls full of emotion, stepping on that snowboat to China. And next door in Japan, they know how to please a man, dropping in for tea with my geisha.
They've got that old-fashioned feeling when it comes to pleasing. They know their way. Up on the world is swinging, don't sit twiddle your thumbs. Get up and meet those pretty girls. Girls, 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 step on, the world keeps swinging. Put on the dazzling charm. Get up, find those pretty girls.
But don't rush, keep it nice and gentle and sentimental. Well, that's certain moment when it drops like the curtain.
Up on, the world is swinging. Don't sit till your thumbs. Get up and eat those pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Channel Radio and Kent Business Radio on this Tuesday, March the 21st, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
The disruptive.
Why?
Martin White.
You've the just disruptive.
Been, you've just yeah. been telling me off.
Yeah. I go, shut up, Martin. I don't hear that anymore. Shut up.
We were just listening to ZC Live, weren't we? And
earlier, yeah.
It didn't actually say when or where, did it? So it's Friday the 9th of June. It's a one-day mega digital event that Zoe and her team are running. So it's at the Ashford International, Friday the 9th of June, 8:30 to 3:30, and it's free to attend, as a lot of her events are, so fantastic. Mm. To book on, email paul at zcsocialmedia.com. That's paul at zcsocialmedia.com, Friday the 9th of June, Ashford International Hotel.
Cool. Thank you for that, Martin. Kenwood Trust are double winners in the Kent Charity Awards at a glittering awards ceremony held last Thursday, the 16th of March, at the Great Danes Hotel in Hollingbourne. The Kenwood Trust were recognised for their work by winning the care category at the Kent Charity Awards, but they also won the overall Charity of the Year. Now, I don't know if you know Kenwood Trust. I was lucky enough to visit them a couple of weeks ago. They've got a huge place just outside Maidstone at East Farley. A fantastic place. The aim of the awards is to showcase the hard work and perseverance that charities and voluntary groups undertake to make the lives of others better. There are currently no similar awards in the county, and the Kent Charity Awards have become an important date in the third sector diary. Dave Philpott, who's the chief executive at Kenwood Trust, said for nearly 50 years, the Kenwood Trust has been providing residential rehabilitation services from our projects across the county, as well as innovative education programs in schools, and more recently, befriending services in prisons. So I have this kind of work, which is often seen as unglamorous when compared to other charities, recognized by winning these awards, sends a very positive message to our many staff who work tirelessly in very challenging situations, day in and day out. We are grateful to the award organisers for making it possible for us to showcase our services in this way, and we are overwhelmed to have achieved Charity of the Year status. So if you want to find out more about the Kenwood Trust, you can go to their website, which is kenwoodtrust.org.uk, and they are based at Yalding, just outside Maidstone. There's a conference centre there and a cafe that's open to the public, and it is a really, really lovely place in really, really relaxed and chilled setting. It's the kind of place where you can go over there, go for a walk in the grounds, have a coffee and stuff like that. Really good, really nice place. Yeah, no, none of that.
No. Okay, while we're on the subject of digital marketing, East Kent College have actually got some European money, so let's grab it people while you can, because it won't be around for much longer. And what they're able to do with this European money is actually create tailor-made digital marketing courses for your business. So what you really need to do is get in touch with Loretta Izod at East Kent College, and all this is published on the Supply My Business website in the community section. And what they will do basically is tailor a digital marketing course for your business free of charge, and then come and run it for you and your staff, which I think is incredible. So if you are a business that's perhaps struggling a little bit in terms of getting your head around that, and there are an awful lot of us out there that are struggling with how to use digital media, please get in touch with East Kent College, because I think that might be a perfect fit for you.
Absolutely. Kent Business has run a very successful series of Women in Business luncheons each quarter, and it's a fantastic way of meeting women. No, of meeting some new business contacts. Sorry about that. You will hear a wide... It's him, he's got me going now. You will hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of business who will share not only their stories and experience, but give an insight into what worked for them, what didn't work for them, and more importantly, what you can take away and apply in your business. It's a guarantee that you'll not have to learn things that will make a difference, but you'll also have fun. No one wants to go to a dull event. And the next one is taking place on the 24th of March, which I think is this Thursday?
It is.
Friday.
Friday the 24th of March, and it's at the Bridgewood Manor Hotel, Rochester, and it's 11:15 to 2:30.
Oh, I'm going to that.
This is Mrs. Productivity, Mrs. Time Management, has just read her diary and realised she's booked into something twice. Ooh. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, Linda. It's a paltry £29.50 plus VAT for a two-course lunch, and there's two fantastic speakers. And one of those speakers I happen to know is the wonderful Miriam McGurk, yes, who's an author and speaker, and she's going to be talking about her journey from illness to success and the challenges that she faced and has overcome on her journey. So it is really worth listening to.
Is there a vegetarian option?
Yes.
Because you said it was a paltry £29.95.
Yes.
There is. Okay, good.
He's in one of those moods, isn't he?
It's a good job it's happening on Friday, by the way, because I cannot believe how much stuff is happening on Thursday.
Yeah.
So all those people waking up with awards hangovers are going to really struggle on Thursday.
What's happening on Thursday then?
Well, Medway Council are running a Meet the Buyer event.
Are they?
At the Priestfield Stadium in Gillingham, which is fantastic. So if you're looking to get into public sector procurement, you really need to get yourself along to that. It tends to be some decent chunky budget available there for local businesses to tender for. So that's, I think that starts at 8:30 in the morning on Thursday at Priestfield Stadium. There's obviously the Evo Girls Mastermind event that we spoke about.
Oh, never heard of them.
They're going to tell you more about that in a minute. But also, Andrew Castle and the guys at New Appointments Group are sponsoring the Kent CIPD HR Awards dinner, which is also happening on Thursday from 7 till 10:30.
That was Martin, by the way.
Ashford International Hotel.
I just slapped him.
So if you want to go to that, there are still tickets available, and you can contact the Kent branch of CIPD. So there's going to be all sorts of awards happening that night as well. So tons happening on Thursday.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
You weren't listening to any of that.
Yes, I were.
I'm going to read it all again now. No, you weren't listening.
No, I was listening to that. And we're going to hear from Rebecca in just a minute. I just want to read one more tweet while I remember. Fernando, please could we have a shout out? We tweet great restaurants, pubs and clubs all over the UK and especially in the Garden of England in Kent. So if you want to tweet from these folks, you have to follow them. And it's Restaurant Clubs is their Twitter handle. Restaurant Clubs. So do give them a follow and get them to tweet you.
One more thing that's happening on Thursday the 23rd.
And another thing, yeah.
Again, this is Thursday the 23rd. Yet another thing that's happening. The lovely Lisa Settle is running a series of business story...
the diaries, business diaries, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to that as well.
Yeah. Are you actually talking at that one, Linda?
I am telling a story.
So this Thursday, Linda, our very own Linda Garcia, will be telling her business story.
Yeah.
Live, 7 till 9pm at the Innovation Centre in Medway. So this is a lovely opportunity for business people to come together in a fairly informal atmosphere. No doubt there'll be some cheese and wine there, to hear about how other people have actually built their business careers. So that'll be very, very interesting.
I'm going to that.
Good. And I think, is that all part of Lisa's sort of 20-year celebration for telco? Is it
yeah, kind of. She's got a series of things called Business Diaries, and there's a series of these going on over the next few months, in which people tell their real life story. So it's not a promotional thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a, you know, you ought to do this to succeed type thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real story from someone's real life, and it could be positive, it could be negative, it could be a failure, it could be, you know, a success. It can be anything. It's just a real story from someone's background.
Right. So all we need to do now is extend the number of hours in Thursday from 24 to 36 to get
Thursday's,
all of this in.
Thursday's a dream compared to Wednesday for me. Wednesday for me is I've got 19 hours of stuff booked on Wednesday, and then I'm doing Thursday on top of that.
What's happening on Wednesday?
It's Grow Kent.
Grow what?
Grow Kent, you might have heard of it, Martin. Oh,
is that what we talked about at the beginning of the
show? That's what you spent half an hour talking about at the beginning, right. Yes.
That's also an indication that Paul has actually started to do some time management.
Yeah. No. No, not at all.
He's counted the hours that he's booked up in Wednesday.
Yeah, but there's only a finite amount, and when you've only got three of them to sleep in, you kind of notice.
I make that five, Paul. Is that Paul,
a.k.a.
Travel time.
Time travel, yes.
A.k.a. Tumbleweed, who likes to roll with the wind. Is that the same guy?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Exactly. Do you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore. I want to talk to our first guest, because she's far more sensible than you. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, for the first time in absolutely ages, Rebecca Robinson. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's been so long I've been on the show.
It's ages and ages and ages, isn't it?
It actually makes me feel really old, like really old. But, you know, in a room full of such, you know, lovely people, I'll try not to say too much.
Lovely people and Martin, yeah.
He is lovely. He's my surrogate dad today.
Is he? Yeah. Uncle Martin. Yeah.
Anyway, you make it sound weird.
Yeah,
it's not in
he is
any way.
Weird. He's weird. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back, and it's long overdue, and we've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, so it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and a bit about the kind of things you do, because you kind of got two strings at least to your bow, haven't you?
Yeah, as you can tell from the Facebook Live and the funny noises on the show this morning, I have my son with me, who's called Cameron, so he's 6 months old, and I sort of bring him out and about while I can, because once he's actually crawling and walking, that's not going to happen. So I came back from maternity leave only a few months ago, and up till then I was running two businesses, still running those two businesses. But having a baby has actually made me much more streamlined and much more focused. So it's actually been a productive thing for me to have a baby.
So basically, we can hear from Linda later that one of the time management tools that people do suggest is having a baby.
Totally.
Okay.
No.
You're not going with that, Kelly?
You're not going with that.
Okay.
You can borrow him.
Yeah. Baby rentals.
Yeah.
Yay.
Don't think that's going to go down too well.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm very well, and he is very well, and I'm sort of also, I get a little bit of a thing at the moment where I'm actually trying to make a point of being out there as a mum in business, because I feel that there's too many stigmas and labels on all sorts of people, whether that's with a disability, whether somebody that's older, somebody that's a younger female. There's just too many labels that we put on people these days. So I feel like I need to own my label and represent the ladies and the mums in business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got Evo Girls, which is our mastermind networking group, and I have Evolution for Women, which is my IFA female financial advisor firm.
Cool. So let's start with the finances.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're an accredited IFA.
Yes.
And what kind of things do you specialise in? Is it everything, or you know, do you specialise in mortgages? How does it work?
There's a word thrown around in IFA world now called holistic.
Holistic.
Which is
you do massages.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Later. But I do it in the truest sense. So particularly with my female clients, they're not just wanting to talk to me about, oh, I need a pension. It's like transactional business. Oh, I need a mortgage or I need a pension. They're actually going, I want to be here. How do I get there?
Right. Okay.
I want these things to happen, and I want this type of life. How do I get there? So it's holistic in the truest sense, not just I sell a massive range of products. And industry generally can be quite product driven and quite transactional based.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I get that. So what you're saying is you're not just going to say I'll get a mortgage for you or I'll start a pension. You're going to actually add some consultative value to it by saying, you know, what are you trying to achieve? How are you trying to achieve it? What are the different ways? And I relate to that, and it's part of what I was saying to Bird earlier about this goal setting thing, is that there's loads of ways to skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you set too narrow a goal, you know, like I need a pension and I need to retire with a pension pot of £200,000, that's very narrow and focused.
Yeah.
But you
How
might...
does that fit into other things
exactly.
that are going on?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I was just having a conversation with a client yesterday and she's got so many things that are going around in her mind and the things that she wants to achieve. And I actually took her back to, well, what are your goals for you and your husband this year? What are the things you're wanting to achieve this year? Because if you're wanting me to do this, this and this, yes, I can do those things, but you're just going to sleep at night going, all this money is going on this one thing. And actually it's about piecing all of the puzzle together, not just those one elements.
Right, okay. But you offer a range of financial products on top of that that you can source. Mortgages,
wills, obviously all types of insurances, although not public liability, but we do business insurances around, especially around partnership, business partnerships or relevant life policies, which is basically where you're insuring the business. So if you were to pass away, that the business is protected.
Yeah.
To income protection, which is a bit of a thing I've got at the moment. I'll keep mentioning it because a lot of people that have businesses don't have income protection, which would be the equivalent of sick pay if you was employed.
Yeah.
There are some cost-effective, good policies out there that can cover people if they are earning an income to cover that income if they was off sick.
It's interesting you should say that because I was having an online spat with someone over the Class 4 National Insurance.
Right.
A lot of people were going, you know, a load of people said when the insurance went up, yeah, but self-employed people don't get sick pay. And then a load of smarties came along and went, yeah, well, nor does anyone else. It's the employer that pays sick pay, which is true. It is the employer that pays sick pay, not the government. But, of course, if you're a sole trader, self-employed person, you can't pay yourself sick pay because you're sick and you can't work. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's entirely why you have that kind of insurance, yeah?
Yes, and it's the sort of thing you should take out before you get sick. Otherwise, insurance companies won't insure you for it if it was to happen again.
Yeah.
So doing it as cost-effective as you can afford whilst you're fit and healthy is the best way forward. Yeah. So we do insurances, mortgages, investments, pensions, etc.
Okay.
But I feel like the reason here today is to talk about Evo Girls, which
Yeah, we'll get on to that in a minute. I want to talk to money first, then we'll talk to ladies.
Okay.
Yeah. I want rich ladies. That's what I want. I'm only going for rich ladies, me.
You can't tap into my client base. Sorry, Paul. It's private and confidential.
You promised me.
he's been divorced once. He's strictly prenup now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been there before. You kind of bill yourself as a lady-friendly financial services operation.
Yes.
Is that where most of your customers are?
I do have male and female clients because we talk about putting a feminine touch to finance.
Right,
so it's
okay.
About looking after our clients in a way that, you know, their client comes first. It's not about you having a certain income or investing a certain amount of money. Mm. It's about helping families and people, just even individuals with their financial goals. And we try and do that in a way where the client comes first and we do it in a way that is nurturing our clients and not making them feel that, you know, they're downtrodden or not worthy or any of those sorts of things, which I think a lot of people in financial services have got those sort of stigmas.
Sure.
I mean, recently we went to an event and one of the wheel writers that works out of North London, because I've got seven or eight in my team now, and one of the guys, it was a wheel writing course, and one of the guys said to her, "Oh, you don't look like a wheel writer." And we get a lot of comments like that, but we really stand out to be something quite different. We try and represent a different marketplace. So women particularly can feel that they can approach it and speak about finances more comfortably.
Sure, absolutely. And it's one of those topics, isn't it, that a lot of us get yawn fests over because we don't understand it, yeah? And it all sounds very arcane, and we talk about SIPs and all kinds of things like that.
It's just jargon at the end of the day.
And it is just jargon, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if you feel more comfortable talking to someone about that kind of thing, it helps enormously, doesn't it?
Yeah, and women tend to not to actually want to talk about products and the end goal. They want to talk about the stuff that goes around that, what that actually looked like, how the picture builds up. Mm. And actually, there's several more steps that we speak to our clients about before we even get into the actual how.
Yeah.
And products are how. We talk to clients about the benefits and the outcomes and what they want to do to get there much more.
Right, okay. That's Cameron putting his 5 pence worth in.
Enjoying Linda's phone.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's move on and talk about the lovely ladies in Evo Girls.
Yeah. So we last year, as you can remember, you was at our event, we relaunched.
I wheedled my way into your event, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Shall I give him a cuddle? Is he all right? I think he's okay. He's got his dummy back. So we went through a phase of like, okay, what are we doing with
Evo
Girls?
That was Martin she was talking about, by the way, not Cameron. He spat it out earlier, but we found it, yeah.
I think it's quite warm in here. He's getting a bit
tired.
It's
very warm, yeah.
So last year we rebranded, and I asked the question, should we rename, should we completely rebrand ourselves? And a lot of the women that are in the group said, no, we want to carry on being called Evo Girls. And one person came forward and said, you know, should we be called Evo Women or Evo Ladies or Evo something more a bit more sophisticated than girls? And everyone actually said, no, we're the girls. We're the girls who just get it done.
I could think up some names.
I didn't ask, so please don't share. So we went for that, and we are a social enterprise. So very much... I try and put this in a polite way, but to say it how it is. I'm a business owner, but my business isn't selling to those people that are in business. I would probably say about 2% of my clients come from my work with Evo Girls.
Right.
So it's a love and a passion of mine. It's a bit of a hobby in many respects. And we are a social enterprise, so any profits that we do make is actually passed back into... Oh, bless him. I've trained him well. So we've rebranded onto stayed with Evo Girls. We're a social enterprise, and we're very much about all the profits that we make go back into the group, whether that's paying for speakers at events or paying for if we run the event at a very cheaply to then pay for any extras for those events. And the volunteers that we have in the group, some of them, there's about three or four that are paid £10 an hour and capped hourly rate. So we run it at a very streamlined basis.
Right.
So hopefully in the next few years, as we grow, we've got around about 40 members, 45 members now. But as we grow over the next coming years, I hope to be able to do bigger and better things with it.
And as you say, I've been to some of your events, and very good they are too. We had loads of fun. And I spoke at an event in Maidstone that you had last year,
yeah,
which was really good fun. What areas of the county? Is it just Kent or...?
At the moment we're Kent, but yeah. I have, you know, they always say vision-wise, think big, and I see no reason why we wouldn't grow further. Yeah. I feel there's a real need and a space for it.
Okay.
So at the moment we're in Gravesend as mastermind, which I actually run the mastermind in Gravesend.
Just for those that don't know, just explain the concept of masterminding.
Okay, so how we work is more the conventional way of masterminding. Mm-hmm. So we often have a theme of some description. So this month was Marketing March. So each of the different groups and areas... have a speaker come in that's focused around marketing. So that speaker, when we first start, the speaker would normally be the first sort of leading, if you like, but we do a 1 minute around the table first, and I time everybody, so no one's allowed to go off track. Then the speaker normally speaks for around half an hour, 40 minutes, and they
She's very strict with that stopwatch, by the way, because I went to the Gravesend meeting in February, and I got the bell, and... that was it. I was off.
Cut you off.
Kel surprise.
I didn't
you
even...
You mean he tried to talk through his allotted time?
Yes.
I didn't even get to my strap line.
He could do it in a minute.
Yeah.
He just bless him.
Really.
So, thank you for that, Martin, for making me sound like a deputy headmistress. I really am quite, you know, not that, that's scary. So then we have the speaker. The speaker speaks very much. I talk to all the speakers beforehand to make sure what they're delivering is high-value content. They are not there to sell. They are not there to do a 20-minute pitch and a 10-minute content around a load of fluff that means nothing to nobody. I've been doing this for 5 years now. I've been in business for nearly six. And I've seen it and done it and been there, done it. So I'm quite. That's when I do get a little bit strict. It's about adding value to these to the women. So the speaker that
you had in February at Gravesend, just remind me what was her name? She'd come all the way up from Dorset to talk about
Lucy Whittington.
Lucy, to talk about what's your thing.
Yeah.
Incredibly inspiring and a completely different way of thinking about your proposition.
Right. She has a book, which is a really good book called Know Your Thing.
So many marketers are focused on what they call a USP.
Yeah.
But what Lucy gets you to do is actually think about what you enjoy doing,
right?
And turn your USP into that, basically.
Okay.
Which means it is unique because it's a very personal USP. It's not about saying, you know, this guy does that and they do this and so we're going to do this, because inevitably someone's been there and done that before you. But nobody can own. What matters to you, and what fires you, in terms of your passion.
Yeah, she's great at labelling things up. She can spot your thing and help you label it and package it in a way that just makes such sense. So then, when you're thinking about marketing or networking or all these things that are out there, there's a lot of options. Well, if you know where your starting point is and know how you're positioning it, then that makes it much easier. So she was fantastic. So after the speaker, then we then do masterminding. So we typically would have two people beforehand that have come forward and said, well, this is my problem, this is what I need help with. And we would then go round the table and ask questions only. That's something I do have to have problems with, because women want to give their opinion and actually I have to keep them to their questions. So what's your question?
It's true, Martin is a girl.
No comment.
It's not girls only. Don't let the title confuse you. Men are also welcome.
Right, okay.
Men are welcome.
I was the only one.
We don't exclude. So it's about people's mentality and the way they approach things. So if they are of a nature of being open and giving and supporting and not shoving business cards in your face and then sending you spam emails the next day, then they're more than welcome.
Sure.
And you can tell I'm talking from experience from
absolutely.
That. So once we've gone around the table and asked questions only, then we then give what they respond. So the person that's on the spotlight would then respond and answer those questions in a way that would then go, okay, that makes sense. And then we can go around the table and then give advice around, you know, what they think we should do. And they're literally, the range of questions range from, should I be self-employed or a limited company, to I've got this market idea, would this work? So for free the first time you go, and a £20 a month membership, is high quality value, and there's a massive range of businesses there. They're not what we some women in business or mums in business get tarnished as being, you know, like the jam jar kitchen table type businesses.
Sure.
There's a range of businesses that are there, from, you know, just part-time job type businesses to full-time, you know, this is a career type job. So we're in Maidstone, we're in Shorne, and we're in Tunbridge Wells, and then we also have one in Ashford, but that's more of a casual, that's more like just a drop-in casual networking at the moment, and hopefully we'll be converting that
bit
to
of a gossip.
No, not gossiping.
Oh.
There's more, just more casual networking.
I was going to come to that one because it was gossiping.
It's actually in a cake shop, not that that should be.
It's a cake shop gossip. Absolutely.
It's far more professional than that.
Yeah.
You thank you for making it sound like it's just a bunch of women gossiping.
It sounds like fun.
And so that's more casual, that in Ashford, and that will be mastermind probably about June. Okay. So this month is marketing March. We've got Maidstone this week, and then next month is finances. So we've got accountant specialists, NatWest and banking specialists coming to a range of our different events over April. We are running as normal, although it is the Easter holidays. And yeah, it's all good. And then the following May, we've got, and we're normal, the set dates every month. And in May, we're focusing around productivity and operational, more working more effectively, which we've got Linda coming to actually.
I was going to say, I bet she's going to that. I bet she's involved
she's
in that somewhere.
She's our key speaker at Tunbridge Wells of Anwyn.
That's brilliant stuff. Thank you for that, Rebecca. If people want to find out more both about your business and about Evo Girls, what's the best way to do that?
You can check me out on Twitter. So we've got Twitter, I'm Rebecca Robb 999. And we've got Evo Girls, which is Evo Girls Biz on Twitter. And then Evolution for Women for Twitter for Evolution for Women. It's a number four on the Twitter because I don't let you have those certain amount of... But there's everything's on the website, which is www.evolutionforwomen.co.uk, or Evo Girls is www.evogirls.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And get yourself along to the meeting this Thursday in Leeds, just by Leeds Castle.
At the George.
Absolutely.
At the George pub in Leeds.
Free the first time you go. So what have you got to lose?
Exactly, yeah. So, fantastic. Rebecca, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's really nice to see you and Cameron here on the Business Bunker Show. So thank you for that. Do stay with us for the next part of the show. But for the moment, Rebecca Robinson of Evo Girls, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Yeah. I've had loads of tweets still coming in. I'm going to read a couple, and then Martin maybe will read one of the emails. LS Consultancy, LSCPROM on the Twitter. Vanillaware, please can you give us a shout-out on the radio show on the Business Bunker? A fresh approach to new age marketing, lscprom.co.uk. Athelbray, my friends at Athelbray.
Vanillaware. Is that Athelbray with a Yorkshire accent? Or is it Athelbray?
Athelbray.
Right.
It's Athelbray.
Young man.
I do it differently every week. Right. Just so that everyone can moan at me. Athelbray.
No discrimination here.
Yeah. Athelbray, shout out, please, on the Business Bunker. We have a mental health workshop on the 29th of March, 9.30 till 12.30 at Brands Hatch Place. There are a couple of places left. If you'd like to book, you can call them on the following number, 01-892-832-059. I'll give you that number again. You can call them on 01-892-832-059, or probably easier to follow them on the Twitter and DM them to book your place, and that's Athelbray LTD. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D, Athelbray Limited on their Twitter.
Athelbray. As I was driving past the Royal Harbour Hotel this morning in Ramsgate, I remembered next Friday is Slope Off Friday, isn't it?
It is.
Which is another fantastic FSB-organised networking event with the lovely
Jules Serkin.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew Notty to his pals.
Yep.
As we're off to the cricket on tomorrow, Notty.
It's history's longest lunch, that is.
It is.
And Jules tweets me, just gone midnight, saying we've nearly finished lunch. And I'm deadly serious about that. I had a tweet from her at 1 a.m. saying they've just finished the Slope Off Friday lunch.
The last one I went to, I left at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, you had no staying power at all, Linda.
No staying power.
Well, I should be walking to this one because it's right on my doorstep. So,
just for you.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I also, I have it on good authority that the lovely Serenity Becker is going to be there.
Oh,
as well.
I might go then.
So if you're
if Becker's going, I might go.
If you're in need of a pamper, some hot stones treatment or something like that.
At the table.
Something equally kind of sadomasochistic like that, hot stones, anything like that, Rebecca will be there.
Hot soup.
And there may even be some hot soup. So that's next Friday. It's at the Empire Room restaurant, which is inside the Royal Harbour Hotel. I have eaten there before. It's fabulous food. They've got a brilliant chef. You just need to tweet AKNOT20 or at Jules Serkin to book your place.
Cool. Thank you for that. Anthony Jones, AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle. Good afternoon, Paul. Vanilla Web. From here on the Isle of Sheppey, I'm a freelance photographer. And small business based in Sheerness on the Isle of Sheppey. And he's given us an example of some of his work. It's fantastic photographic work. Anthony Jones, photographer. Do give him a follow on the Twitter. And I've also had a tweet from Do Social Media UK. It says, Vanilla Web, please can I have a shout out on the Business Bunker show for our Tweet Your Sis tweet up at 9 p.m. tonight with Tracy Hames and Tweet Your Biz UK. Thank you. So it seems to be a Tweet Your Sister event on Twitter. Weird. Anyway,
it's like the alternative dating tweet.
Tweet your sis, and why not? Yeah. And that's Do Social Media.
I bet the love. It's Linda Cloke behind that, isn't it?
No, that's not the same. No. I've not come across these folks before. Okay. Their Twitter handle is Do Social Media UK. Do give them a follow, and there's a hashtag tweet your SIS, so Tweet Your Sis.
Right.
Check the hashtag out. Okay. Tweet right. Your Sister.
How much would you pay for a Yeti?
A Yeti?
Yeah, how much would you pay for a Yeti?
I've got a Yeti.
Not the hairy monster types that live in Canada and places like that. I'm talking about the Skoda Yeti.
Oh, I've got a Yeti microphone.
You've just ducked my question. You've taken us on a tangent.
How much would I pay for
how
a Yeti?
How much would you pay for a Yeti?
Nothing. I wouldn't have one.
Well, I would expect to pay considerably more than £149.
Really?
Paul Rainbow, Trayman Finance, who was on a couple of months ago.
He'll flog you a Yeti.
A Skoda Yeti for £149. Before April. So if you're looking for a new car, leasing is the only way to go when it comes to new cars these days. Get in touch with Trayman Finance, 149 Skoda Yeti before April.
That would be a month then, Paul.
Martin.
It's monthly.
That would be a month then, Martin.
It's a monthly,
Yes, good. Sorry, a month. Yes, what did you... No.
Not in total.
No. People knew what I was talking about.
Easy Share Trading... Easy Share UK have tweeted me, could we have a shout out on the Business Bunker, please? We provide investment training courses. Our website is easyshare.co.uk to find out more. Thank you. So there you go. Consider yourself shouted out.
Can I give a quick shout out for Invicta Insurance Services, who I'm hoping are going to come on the show in May as our guests? They've just purchased another firm in Gillingham, so they are really growing their business at the moment. And I just wanted to say congratulations to Steve Gamage and Mark Jessup and the team at Invicta on a cracking job there.
Absolutely. There's an email somewhere in your pile that mentions that. It tells you who they bought. I don't know if you've got it or if I've got it, but they sent it to me earlier.
Priory Insurance Brokers is the firm that they bought.
Oh, was it? Okay,
So well done, guys, and congratulations on that. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell you about this as well very quickly. Join us for an evening of murder mystery. And the ticket includes a three-course dinner with coffee. And it's taking place at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. That's in Canterbury on the New Dover Road. It's a rip-roaring reality TV-themed murder mystery night. And it's taking place on the 27th of April. So there's loads of time to get your outfit ready and to get along there. And it's called The Death Factor. Get it?
Like the X Factor. Like you've been sent a threatening letter.
Huh?
That looks like a threatening letter.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, there's blood all over it. Yeah.
So if there's someone you want to get rid of desperately, you can take them along to that evening and they'll do it for you. Is that how it works?
Exactly, yeah. Right. And then you get to vote on it.
Fantastic.
So if you want to find out more, you can email them at events@abbottbartonhotel.com or you can go to their website, which is www.bw-abbottbartonhotel.co.uk.
I'm waiting for their long-awaited refurb to be completed.
So they're building a spa there.
I can go and have a swim in their pool. So perhaps Daniel can tweet us in.
Yeah.
And
let us know when it's going
to
be ready.
We'd like to know, Daniel. Thanks.
Yeah. That'll be really good. You've got chance to read one very short email before the news.
Discover the wine. So they held their first and very successful Discover the Vine launch party in February. And they're having a follow-up. It's on Tuesday the 28th of March, 7:30 to 9:30, at the Georgian again.
In Leeds.
In Leeds, which is where...
Not Leeds in Yorkshire.
I went to university there, lad.
Did you?
I did, aye. Did you? No, this is Leeds in Maidstone.
Yeah.
On Tuesday the 28th.
Did you live in Hyde Park while you were at
Leeds? I did, just behind the Hyde Park pub, yeah, Regent Park Terrace. How did you know that?
Oh, I know everything.
Oh, yeah. Small world. Yeah. Anyway, Discover the Vine, back to that. Tuesday the 28th, 7.30 to 9.30. Great opportunity to meet some lovely people, socialise in a very relaxed setting. Try some wines. Learn a bit about wine. I love wine. I don't know where we... You know, we've got the Romans to thank for a lot of things. Wine is top of the list. For more information and to book, discoverthevine.co.uk. And I think Amanda Flanders actually managed that event last time.
She did, yeah.
I don't know if she's involved this time, but I'm sure it would be a cracking evening.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Martin. We're going to now join James in the newsroom, and then we'll be back to talk to two fabulous guests after we've heard the 2 o'clock news.